You would probably need to be observing the Malchus. I'm sure that everyone's aware of the story we know here. It also obviously didn't happen at one time. It was stretched out through a period of years. Obviously, there's two reasons to read this. It just as it says, it called Tamar Chacham Shem, but they are Kiyuva Nidro Vesamidish Biyamav. It also says, Kiyuva Tamar Chacham is the safest space of the Tainu. But I think it's much deeper than that. Much deeper than that. What does it mean when the Kiyuva often takes away Big Tamidich Chacham and Chachme on the Sun? What does it mean? And I think the answer lies in a very interesting letter of the Ramchal. It's found in the book to those Ramchal. It's printed in the Tupper study page by Professor Shinkorowicz. He collected all the letters and the documents of the Ramchal. Fabulous safer. I don't know if it's going to be printed right here. And there he discusses Zeirat HaChakira, Zeira of the Inquisition. There's the, once again, this is going to have to be Petashna Perveshit. I've got to tell you what I'm talking about, I say Petashna Perveshit. Okay, there was a Mechus Forum in Warsaw. He decided to translate Shakespeare into Yiddish. And he wrote on it, Shakespeare for Teichten for Besser, translated and embellished. You understand how this Yiddish printer from Warsaw embellished English, Shakespeare's English. So that's what I say for Teichten for Besser. I'm like this Yiddish Meichus Forum. The Yiddish people. The Ramchal has his language, which is much profounder and much more beautiful and much deeper than anything I could possibly say. So he says over there, basically, says, you know, the question is, why would God take away the capability of living religion? If punishment is there to help us return to religion, why would God take, in his punishment, take away the capability of living religion? During the Spanish Inquisition, people either had to run away, couldn't keep religion, were baptized, or were Muranos. And the same thing applied to many tragic times in the Jewish history. We were capable of fulfilling mitzvos. Not that long ago, if someone could have a piece of matzah in Buchenwald or in Dachau, that was a story for the Blue Shiva Rebbe in Hasidic Tales of the Holocaust. So how often did that happen? Great book. I usually read it on Tisha B'Av. Let me say, these are Yotzim and Akram. What's the idea? Why does God do this? What's the value of lashing out, not letting us even try to live our religion? So he says a very important Yosef. He said there are generations, and I'm going to do it in a broad way to bring it more to us, that what we call the Eibed Avedizor Shebelev. They are what we call inverted Muranos. Externally, very orthodox and behaving well, but inside it's empty. There's no religious persona inside there. You're just an observant Jew. You don't live with any religious consciousness. You don't really live with God awareness. You're great at fulfilling the laws. But it's important, only a class, you know, but but the inner person isn't there. One would say your external facilities are very connected to your religion, but your inner self is totally not there. It's bespasam kibduni and libam ba'imi. Not that we don't talk with kavana. That's not what it means. It means, are you living a life of God awareness? Rambam in Magen Avraham Rucham sees this as the ultimate goal of religion. Sees the person that lives in constant God awareness, sees the person which has all the psukim and tehillim which describe how God protects man. He said that's only the person that lives in God awareness. Rambam, by the way, concurs in his Pirush and Yopir Gamazai. The goal of religion, according to Rambam and Ramban, is through all these maisim to develop a world of thought. Of course, Rambam, anybody who lives by the book, is to bring all those actions and laws are to develop a worldview, a perspective of reality, and that's where you're supposed to be living. These are supposed to transport you and transform you to another place. It really is. So he says, what does God do when all of a sudden people just aren't getting the message? And you know, he gave you the greatest teachers. Doesn't work. You think of it 2 minutes, you know, today the Nevi'im are popular. When they were around, it didn't work. Fact of the matter is, Yishael didn't work. The temple was destroyed. He was actually killed by his own grandson. Yirmiyahu, did he work? Well, if it wouldn't work well, he wouldn't have had Eichon. Didn't work. Yechezkel, did it work? Well, as much as it says will be, I hope it will. But the Admonishi, the Teifacha, did it work? It's so funny. Didn't work then. It's crazy. You know what it is? Ain't they return the kvarm at shabaleim nesotim? Don't reconnect to the words of your teacher until he's not there anymore. When you have no capability of connecting to the person externally and physically, you suddenly look, what did he mean for you? What was it really all about? Then you connect to a totally different dimension of the relationship. You know, Tishbav, so I'll tell you, I remember when I'm Nebuch. When I first was the Obel on my father, praise the year 88, I remember the whole year I was obsessed. I used to teach my students all about ideas about, you know, about fathers. Because I was searching to understand my relationship. I had a great relationship with my dad. Who was that? I'm lifted right now. Who was that? And I was rediscovering what it meant to be a son. What did my dad really mean to me? Where is he alive in me today? Not just my... I happened because of him. It's very important. But it's more than that in life. Okay. And it was a real journey. It was actually a very meaningful journey. And I'm much closer to my father today than I was when he was alive. It's crazy. I was always close to my dad. This is not where I tell my life story, so I'm not going to. I was very close to my dad. But it's unbelievable. It's a whole different world. It's a whole different world when, as they say, you know, distance makes the heart grow fonder. Ain't the very terror in the time, Achav Aleim Nesofim. That's when your mamish hot what he was saying. Sometimes you only understand the words of your teacher when he's alive. When you finally you can't hear him anymore, you start understanding his silences. It's a pity, but that's the way the world works. Be chacham d'Yishmael and try to connect to those that he can when they're still alive to the essence of things and not just to the externalities. That's the honest truth. The Nevi'im didn't work when they were alive. It's so funny, they're in the bush, Utzuchul Adairis, and we need them now, but they are going to bring us to where things are going to work. If there's a Gula Asida, it's because of Yishayahu, Yirmiyahu, Yechezkel, Amos, Micha, and the whole group. but not works.
So you think with the rejuvenation of Jewish nationality, there's a resurgence of learning Tanakh?
For me, it's all one big picture. If you have it, the bird's eye view of history, it all adds up. It's crazy. It's clear. It's going to work. It begins to work.
Now, honestly, certain view of things, you have a different type of calendar. The different dates and occurrences mean something totally different than just stupid little things. Just have to have a little of few eyes, ears, and maybe some great attitude of ears to be able to understand. But that's the truth. So you have to understand, so that Ramchal says something crazy. Ramchal says when people are into externalities and they lose any true iota of inner dimension of religion, what God does is takes away the capability of external religious practice. And then the only thing you have left with is to connect to the inner dimension of it. You know, I guess we're too much into Kerbonis and Kferis, but our Beis HaMikdash Shemala was totally defunct. And we burnt it, remember? So God took it away. No, and now when you say Bnei Yerushalayim, you have to think about Beis HaMikdash Shemala and everything we learned today's 6 month time we've been together, and more, and much, much more. And this is the idea why he took it away. And that's why having all the Xeros, it takes away the capability of religious observance. It takes away your greatest teachers. It takes away the capability of learning Torah from the place of Shavemet. It takes away your Chachmei HaMesorah. It's another world when there's Rebbe Akiva in it. What are we talking about? Can you imagine what he did with five Talmidim, all of Shas Babli? Can you imagine what Shas Babli would have been with if you had Shemesh Elif Zugais, Ephraim Elif Yetzlei Roi? You would have another 240 Tanoim. Shas Babli is only from five Talmidim Rebbe Akiva. Think of 24 more. It would look like a Chavrusa Shas. Like the real Shas. It would be unbelievable. So much Torah, so much Chachma, so much Torah Hashem, so much depth, so much deeper Judaism. Everything would have been different. And can you imagine Rebbe Akiva would have lived longer? And there would have been more Talmidim? Can you imagine a world of Shmuel and Gadol capable of going up Lamorim? A world which has those people is a different world. And Ron discusses this in his drashas, where he says when there are great people in a world, they affect the total mass of humanity, even if there's no direct contact with them. A famous Ron in the drashas, having great people in the world, big chachmim, is like having a lightning rod, which simply captures the lightning and then it goes to all small places. Asayru Gemalchus, he's taking it's Siluk HaTorah in the healthiest way possible. It's the biggest chorban of Das. When I say Das, I mean without an ayin and with an ayin. Both Das as far as religion, Das, and Das as far as Chachma. That's Asayru Gemalchus. This is the destruction of changing the face of history. Actually, for us that lived and grown up without a Beis HaMikdash, but definitely have all learned and tried to learn Torah, the frustration of not clarity and not knowing and understanding Ratz and Hashem, we can't even crack a Taisvus like a human being. It's this kingdom. This is Shaktas, this is Churban Adas, this is I guess we have to connect to them with whatever we have and try to find depth in it. Because we're not going to have a ribui, but we can have an onion. But that's what happens. When the person you're close to is gone, you can't have more. But you find unbelievable depth in that which is left. This I can take from personal experience. And God should help. You should only not never know these experiences. But they're very true. We're very, very true. So this is the Kina Barazel Levan. This is a kapara, because if your mazel dogma has lies on people like this, it means you care. If you can cry at least somewhere in your heart for this, it means you're much care. It means to say that you missed this. It's very tragic stories, very nice, but so what? I can give you stories of the Holocaust which are worse than this. You're crying about not just those people, but what they represented in the world of thought and religion. This is a major siluk of Matan Torah. What can I tell you? Can you imagine God saying, okay, guys, closing the faucet. No more light. It's frightening. And this is the kapara. The kapara is, yeah, with the kapara, I take away the big lights, then you learn to find me in darkness. Otherwise, we shouldn't need this, we should connect to this, and we'll never need it again. But let's say, Azra Levanu. Amen.